do miracles in our hearts as we go to His Word. Beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto Thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in Thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of Thy wings." Selah. I've entitled the message, "When My Heart is Overwhelmed." Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love You. We thank You for the privilege to come together and open the Word of God, fellowship around our Savior. And now we ask, as we set this side of time, that You would use the Word in our lives to grow us, to teach us, to change us, Lord, whatever the need might be. May You be glorified and pleased with this service. And may You be lifted up and honored. We love You and ask this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes in life we get a bit overwhelmed with the trials, with the problems, the struggles. And David was human like the rest of us. And David went through one of those times, and God allowed him to pen these beautiful words to be an encouragement and help to us in those times. You know, the Bible teaches that we're to spend time with God. We're to pray. We're to talk to Him. He created us for fellowship. And honestly, sometimes God has to bring things into our life to get us back to that. Because sometimes when things are going well, we let our prayer time slide, don't we? And that's human nature, unfortunately. God knows that. And sometimes He allows these problems to come to get us back on our knees, to get us back into fellowship with Him. And David said in verse 1, "Hear my cry." This is where it always begins. We need to be in prayer every day. He says, "Attend unto my prayer," there in verse 1. You know, when you see that word cry, you think of a baby. Why does a baby cry? Well, because it wants something. It needs something. And when a baby's very young, that's the only way they can tell you that they need something, is to cry. They can't tell you because they can't speak yet, so they cry. And sometimes we just need to cry unto the Lord and bring Him our struggles, our petitions, our troubles. You know, David said in Psalm 5, verse 3, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning when I will direct my prayer to thee, and we'll look up." God wants us to be seeking Him, crying unto Him, calling out to Him in every aspect of our lives. If you would look at Jeremiah 29, please, verse 13. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And I think this is really the beginning of having a better relationship with God, is just understanding that He desires fellowship. He desires for us to cry unto Him. God is God. God is all-powerful. God has big shoulders. It's okay to bring Him big requests and big problems, because He allowed those things that we might cry unto Him. Notice Jeremiah 29:13. "Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Do we really cry unto the Lord with all of our heart? Every day, every morning, as David said. Or has prayer just become a ritual? Or maybe we've allowed it to slide? You know, the Bible says in Philippians 4:6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Everything. God wants to hear it all. I've heard some people say, "Oh, that's just too tiny of a request to bother God with." There's no such thing. God cares about everything, and He wants to hear about it. He wants us to cry unto Him. Notice David said in verse 2 of our passage, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee." Sometimes God's people wander. We have the example of Israel, 40 years in the desert. That's a long time to wander. Many of you have been there. Many of you might be there now, where you wander away from where you know you need to be in your Christian life. You wander away from the fellowship and the sweet time you have with the Lord. You wander away from your love for His Word. And David said, from the ends of the earth. It doesn't matter how far you've wandered, you can always cry unto the Lord. It reminds me of Jonah. He's probably the only person that's ever cried unto the Lord from the inside of a whale. But God put him there so that he would. Because you read chapter 1 of Jonah, and Jonah was running from God. God told him what to do. He said, I'm going the other way, and he wouldn't listen. He wasn't praying. But then you get to chapter 2, right after he ends up in the whale's belly, and it says, then Jonah prayed. Then he spent some time with God. From the ends of the earth, we need to be back to where we're supposed to be. And that's having that close, sweet fellowship with the one that saved us and gave us a new life. If you would look at Psalm 56:8, David here reminds us that God knows all the places that we wander. It's not that we can run from God, like Jonah tried. He said, well, if God wants me in Nineveh, I'll go this way. You can't hide from God. God's everywhere. God knows everything. Notice Psalm 56:8. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? God knows our wanderings. God wants us to come home. In Psalm 139, he says, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me. God's always there, waiting for us to cry unto him. But this verse 2, this phrase, when my heart is overwhelmed, what a beautiful truth. Every Christian's been there. When we might even be close to the Lord, we might even be walking with God, and yet still the trials of life sometimes just get a bit overwhelming. And when that happens, what do we need to do? God told us. We need to run to Him. We need to flee to Him. And not allow that overwhelming of our heart to lead to despair or frustration or depression, but instead run to the Lord. And as David did, say, Lord, my heart's overwhelmed. How many times did David pray in the Psalms, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Look it up. It shows up many times in the Psalms. Why art thou cast down? Why is my soul cast down? It shouldn't be, because I'm one of God's and I trust in the Lord. Why is my soul cast down? Well, because I've taken my eyes off of the Lord. And as we'll see, that's the answer. And so he says, the first thing he asks, verse 2, is lead me. Lead me. Lord, I need direction. My heart is overwhelmed. I need you to lead me because I don't know the way I'm supposed to go while I'm in this state of being overwhelmed. That's a good thing to pray. It's okay to tell God we don't know. It's okay to say to God, I don't have the answers. It's okay to say to God, I hurt and I don't understand how to solve this. That's okay. Come to God and say, I'm overwhelmed. Please lead me. Please guide me. Please help me to know where I'm supposed to go. You know, the Bible says, if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know, in 1 Corinthians 8:2. God doesn't want us to be at the point where we think we have all the answers. It's okay. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. It's okay to come to God and say, I don't know. Lead me, please. Look at Psalm 5:8, if you would. And we'll again see this great truth that we need God's leading all the time. We need his direction, especially when our heart is overwhelmed. Psalm chapter 5, verse 8. God, David said, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Make the way straight. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, the Bible says. Lord, make thy way straight. I don't know where to go from here. My heart's overwhelmed. I need you to lead me. But look what he says in verse 2 of our passage. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Maybe that's our problem. We haven't been going to the rock. Lord, I need you to lead me to the rock. The Bible says when we got saved, He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He hath set my feet upon a rock in Psalm 40, verse 2. God put us on the rock, which is Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10:4, He says, that rock that followed them was Christ. Referring to the Jews in the Old Testament. God is our rock. He is the one upon which we have been set upon and the one we build our foundation of our salvation on. He is there. What's David saying? Lead me to the rock. He's basically saying, lead me back to you. Because you are the rock. And sometimes we have wandered. And that's what we need. We need to be led. We've been going the wrong way. And so the first thing he says is, I need you to lead me, Lord, when my heart's overwhelmed. Notice he says in verse 3, for thou hast been a shelter for me. Sometimes we just need to stop and reflect upon what God has done for us. Think about it. You've been a shelter, Lord. He says in verse 3, you've been a strong tower from the enemy. You've protected me over and over and over again. You've watched out for me. You've protected me from the male elements. You've protected me from my enemies. Sometimes it's okay to stop and remember how good God has been. Because God's going to keep being that good. And when our heart is overwhelmed, it never hurts to reflect on how good God has been. And that's what David's doing. Lord, you've been a shelter for me. Lord, you've been a strong tower from the enemy. David said in Psalm 91, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. Psalm 91, verse 2. Look at Psalm 18, if you would, in verse 2. Talking about God being that shelter, that tower from the enemy. Psalm 18, notice verse 2. The Bible says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. God is all of those things. When our heart's overwhelmed, what do we need to do? We need to say, Lord, lead me. Lead me to you. Lead me back to where I was. Lead me back to remembering what a great God you are and how you always have protected me and blessed me. But lead me to that rock. Look at Proverbs 18, if you would, in verse 10. Again, talking about God being that shelter, that strong tower. The Bible says, the name of the Lord, Proverbs 18:10, is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. I love that. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. God is the strong tower. God says, David said, lead me. Lead me to you. Back to you, the rock. Look what else he says in verse 4 of Psalm 61. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. One thing you will find, Christians that wander from God, they always wander from church too. The two always go hand in hand. Why would they be related? Well, because church is where we go to hear the Word of God, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If we're not walking with God, we don't want to hear it like we used to, because we might get convicted. We might get rebuked by the Word. And so it's just easy to stay away. It gets easier and easier the longer we do. David said, my heart's overwhelmed. I need you to lead me back to you, the rock, but I also plan to abide in your tabernacle forever. Because that's the place I need to be. Go to Psalm 27, if you would, please, verse 14. Where, again, David is talking about this great truth. About being in the house of the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 4. Look what he says. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Now go to Psalm 92, please, verse 13. Psalm 92, verse 13. The Bible says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. David was being honest. He said, Lord, I've wandered and my heart's overwhelmed. I need you to lead me. I need you to lead me back to you, the rock. And I need to get back into the tabernacle of the Lord. I need to get back under your word because I need it. And then he finishes there in verse 4 by saying, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. The truth is, when we get overwhelmed, it's because we've stopped trusting the Lord the way we should. If we're 100% trusting the Lord in everything, we can't get overwhelmed. Because we know He's in control. Because God can do anything, and God watches out for us and loves us and protects us and blesses us. That's what he meant back when he said in Philippians 4:6, if we will take our petitions to Him, what did he say? And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. It means we're not trusting Him. And so David says, Lord, my heart's overwhelmed. I need you to lead me back to yourself. I need to get back into the tabernacle of the Lord, and I need to trust you and you alone. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. If you will look at Jeremiah 5, I want to show you an example of this from Israel's life. Because what can happen for a Christian, especially a Christian who's been saved a little while, is they're trusting the wrong things for their provision, for their protection. They don't even realize it. Maybe they're trusting their job. Maybe they're trusting their family, whatever. But if we're not careful, our trust can shift from the Lord to other things. And that's what happened to Israel. Look at Jeremiah 5, verse 10. God says, go ye up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. Are your battlements the Lord's? Or are they your own? Your battlements, your protection, your defense. Are we trusting in our battlements or God's? And he's saying of Israel, their battlements are not mine. They're their own. They're not trusting me. They're trusting in their own battlements. And yet the Bible says, Psalm 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's all about trusting Him. So when my heart is overwhelmed, he said, from the ends of the earth, Lord, will I cry unto Thee. Lead me back to You, the rock. I need to be in Your tabernacle, and I need to be trusting only You. Not complicated, but so critical when our heart gets overwhelmed that we bring it to God. And what's God going to do if we're His children? Is He going to say, yeah, whatever? No. He loves us. He loves it when we bring our petitions to Him. He loves it when we come to Him and say, Lord, I don't have the answers. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. When we bring that to God, He answers. And He protects. And He blesses. And He leads. And He grows us. It's wonderful because He's always going to do what's best for us. Did God allow us to get overwhelmed? Yes. He does. But it always comes back to us because we're not trusting Him like we should. We're not putting Him first like we should. But He allows it to happen because we keep having to learn this lesson. And every time we learn it, before you know it, we're having to learn it again. And then again. And it just goes that way until the trumpet blows or He takes us home through some other way. We just keep having to learn this lesson. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I.